I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the programs, as we said, I mean, you go 9-2, you win five straight, you're 5-1 in the conference, you're nationally rated, and you get left off of the playoffs. That happened to St. Thomas University this year. I can't say enough about the job that Coach Bill Reichel and his staff have done since starting this program. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And I just read your resume on this year, and it kind of put you in a situation where you kind of shake your head a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed for our guys. They worked, obviously, like a lot of people in the sport, extremely hard, and lost two games by 5 points each, one to an FCS team and one to a team in our conference that's playing pretty well right now. And it is what it is. We needed to win our conference, but I think, as I've said on here before, and I think you know what the product we produce down here in Florida, and especially South Florida, there's a lot of great things to leave these guys out when I think they're better than quite a few teams that got in. But there's a system, and we gotta make sure that we can succeed in that system and figure out a way to get some people to to schedule us and get some people to vote for us and everything else.
Yeah. So many positive things, as you said, happening. The on-campus stadium, beautiful scoreboard, the ability to recruit the entire state and get out of the state a little bit, but mostly recruit this entire state. Now you have an additional tool when you go out, a 9-win season. Kids who are going to graduate this year, incoming players that have an opportunity to step up next year where some of those seniors will depart. Talk about that, because when you go out and you know you've been at this thing for a long, long time, and so is your coaching staff, when you go out, you don't need to pull wool over people's eyes. You have everything that's going on, your facilities, your future, your present, the kids that play for you, the kids that will play for you. Recruiting is fun, because I see you guys everywhere. Wherever I go, you're always there. And you have an identity. It took you just a few years to get a big-time identity. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important thing of anything, Coach, where people respect you. I mean, you could like me, you could hate me, but if you respect me, that's all I'm asking for.
No, absolutely. And we got some great coaches that have been here with us from the start and some other ones that have joined us along the way, and they do a fantastic job. But We've talked nonstop probably every time you and I either see each other out in public or we talk on the radio here that it all starts with our administration and the support that we have here in order to be successful and provide a great education to these guys and all of our student athletes. And you've seen it since we started that to be good and to build a program like this where you can be 9-2 in your last 2 years, your third and fourth year of existence. It starts with your backyard, that we're in South Florida here, some of the greatest, if not the greatest. Obviously, we have our biased opinion as you're from down here and I work down here, the best football in the country. And if we can handle this radius of 2 to 3 hours around us and get some great players and compliment them with the guys from a little bit further up north still in state, that we're always going to hopefully produce some great teams and give guys some great opportunities to stay here in Florida and play good football and have a great experience along the way.
No doubt. Coach Bill Reichel is our guest. He's the head coach at St. Thomas University. The Bobcats were 9-2 this year. Big time wins. As you mentioned, Coach, losing to Kaiser. Kaiser and Coach Doug Socia still moving along, still one of those programs between you two. You look at the next year to 2023, you guys will be amongst the top 15 teams in the country to start out. You guys return a good nucleus, but at the same time, this is the year that you're bringing in some new players. The last couple of years, you were kind of backlogged a little bit because of the opening of the program, and you kind of had to lay the foundation and get your senior classes, your junior classes together. Talk about that, because I think when you go out recruiting, the first couple of years was tough from the standpoint is you really didn't need a whole lot of players. You had so many on the roster, but now you're starting to look for more players from South Florida area, a lot more events that are going to be happening. You know, you went through a construction phase where kind of limited your camps, but this coming year I know that you guys have a lot of things planned. Talk about that.
No, it's kind of the vicious cycle that I've been a kid in a candy store for 3-4 years here, where I keep having to hold scholarship money back to make sure we don't spend it all till we get to this point. And then we get the COVID situation. So we have quite a few guys that have an opportunity to come back depending on where they're at with their degree, where they're at with their personal life and all those other things. So it's still kind of a mess to put together this jigsaw puzzle a little bit, but it's become easier. As you mentioned, the great things we've built on campus to enhance the experience and for our university and for our players here. But I told these guys the other day when we were kind of finishing up with the season and putting some closure on it after it was actually over for us, how much I love them and respect them for coming here for the dream of not even having a uniform or a football or anything to show them, that they just believed on and what we were telling them would happen, and it's happened. Exciting for them and exciting for our guys here for the future. But my message to them every year, and I love them to death and appreciate everything they've done for the program and the university. But our job as coaches is to go out there and recruit the best players possible and try to get people that are going to beat them out and compete with them. And their job is to work extremely hard in the off season and not lose their spot and become a better football player and student athlete. And if we both do our jobs, we're going to continue to build this program and the culture that we anticipate.
No doubt. Coach Bill Reichel joining us. And, you know, here's the thing, too. You've always had your doors open for everybody, for the coaches year-round. This year you had a media day for all the kids from Dade County. They had an opportunity to see your campus, get in there and see a really, really nice business center that was built over the last four years. Getting on this campus, a lot of people know and probably pass by it a trillion times, being in Miami Gardens. But the opportunity to go on campus, and you as the athletic director now pushing a outstanding program of everything that you have going on. Talk about that, because you, when you have people on your campus, you must feel like this is a proud father, because, I mean, what you guys have built, not just on the football program, but the entire sports program, that's something you want everybody to see. You want the parents to see the academics, which has always been a priority at that school. You want the kids to see, look, we have a dorm life. We have things on campus that you don't always have to go out. I mean, we're building more and more things to keep you guys on campus and keep you occupied during the weekday where you don't have to, leave campus. You can stay right here and do this and do that.
No, absolutely. And it's about the experience. I think obviously everybody has their bells and whistles and things like that. And the experience is what the student is going to make it, regardless if you're an athlete or a non-athlete. If you're going to sit in your dorm and play video games, you're not going to have a great experience wherever you go. But we try to do everything we can to be first class here and do it the right way and provide things that you need to win and need to excel on and off the field. That we have our turf field that opened up last year. That's our competition field. The turf's going down on our second turf field right now that'll have a outstanding track right around it. We built a state-of-the-art business building since our administration's been here in 4 years, a brand new dorm and renovated two other dorms, brand new student center with a new cafeteria this year, and a ton of new academic programs that are just outstanding with our fashion merchandising and our exercise science and all those things, culinary, all that type of stuff. So I think I always tell these guys, like, I went to school and thought I knew what I wanted to major in and didn't end up wanting to go through the courses to be a doctor, to be a football coach and a biology teacher. And I ended up being an athletic director and a football coach anyhow. So if you have a dream of what you want to do, chances are we can get you there and get you the experience you need to get a great job coming out of here and be a great father and husband and live the life that you want to as a graduate of St. Thomas University.
Good stuff. Coach, can't thank you enough for joining us. You're always a pleasure to talk to. Have a great holiday. I know I'll see you guys everywhere.
Appreciate it. Appreciate everything you do, Larry.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, head coach at St. Thomas University.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.